today. Today, Bap Dada is pleased to see all the children. Today, Bap Dada is pleased to see all the children. Each child has reached here through God's love. Each child has reached here through God's love. Today, today, Bap Dada is seeing the lines of fortune on the forehead of each child. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the lines of fortune on the forehead of each child. No one else has received such fortune. No one else has received such fortune, such great fortune throughout the whole cycle. So no one else has received such great fortune throughout the whole cycle. Because the one who has bestowed fortune upon you is the bestower of fortune himself. Because the one who has bestowed fortune upon you is the bestower of fortune himself. In the first place, in the first place, the star of fortune is sparkling on each one's forehead. In the first place, the star of fortune is sparkling on each one's forehead. on the mouth, the line of sweet speech is sparkling. On the mouth, the line of sweet speech is sparkling. On the lips, the line of a sweet smile is sparkling. On the lips, the line of a sweet smile is sparkling. In the heart, In the heart, the line of being absorbed in love for the Father, who is the comforter of hearts, is sparkling. In the heart, the line of being absorbed in love for the Father, who is the comforter of hearts, is sparkling. On your hands, the line of greatness of attaining all treasures is sparkling. On your hands, the line of greatness of attaining all treasures is sparkling. On your feet, the line of achieving multi-millions at every step is sparkling. On your feet, the line of greatness, the line of achieving multi-millions at every step is sparkling. Now think. Has anyone else ever received such fortune? Now think, has anyone else ever received such fortune? This is why your fortune is described even in the images of your memorials. This is why your fortune is described even in the images of your memorials. As it is the bestower of fortune himself, as it is the bestower of fortune himself has given this fortune to each child. As it is the bestower, so it is the bestower of fortune himself who has given this fortune to each child. Seeing the fortune of each child. Seeing the fortune of each child. Seeing the fortune of each child, Bap Dada is congratulating each one. Wah! Children, wah! And you receive this fortune, and you receive this fortune only. You receive this fortune only at this confluence age, and it operates only at this time. You receive this fortune only at this confluence age, and it operates only at this time. The happiness of the confluence age, the happiness of the confluence age is more elevated than that of all other ages. The happiness of the confluence age is more elevated than that of all the four ages. The fortune of the golden age is also the reward of the effort made at the confluence age. The fortune of the golden age is also the reward of the effort made at the confluence age. And this is why the attainment of the confluence age is even greater than the reward of the golden age. And this is why the attainment of the confluence age is even greater than the reward of the golden age. So, absorb yourself in your own fortune. Absorb yourself in your own fortune. No matter what happens, but you emerge your fortune into your awareness. No matter what happens, but you emerge your fortune into your awareness, and what will emerge? It will be, wah, my fortune. Why my fortune will emerge? Because the bestower of fortune himself is your father. because the bestower of fortune himself is your father. So each one of you has received your fortune from the bestower of fortune, is it not? Therefore, do you realize how fortunate you are? Do you realize how fortunate you are, or do you only realize it sometimes that you are fortunate? Do you constantly have this intoxication? Do you constantly have this intoxication? When the people of the world see you, they ask you. When the people of the world see you, they ask you, what have you received? What have you received? They ask you. And then what do you reply to them? And what do you then reply to them? We have attained everything we wanted. Have you attained everything that you wanted? Raise your hand. If you think that you have attained everything you wanted, have you attained it? Acha, have you attained it? Baba is asking again. So they're all raising their hand. You say with intoxication, don't you? That you lack nothing. Don't you say this? You say that, don't you? That you lack nothing. You have this intoxication, do you not? But how did you get it? But how did you get it? You simply came to know the Father. Simply came to know the Father. You accepted Him. You accepted Him and you made Him belong to you and you received the fortune. That's how you received the fortune. You came to the Father, you came to know the Father, you accepted Him, you made Him belong to you, and you received your fortune. Now, the more you make yourself aware of this fortune, the more you make yourself aware of this fortune, the more cheerful, happy you will become. The more happy you will become, the more you make yourself aware of this fortune, the more happy you will become. The face of a fortunate soul will constantly be cheerful. It's not that it will be, but it is always so. It is always cheerful. The face of a fortunate soul will be constantly cheerful. It's not that it will be, but it is always so that it is cheerful. The vision their vision, their attitude. And their activity. So, their vision, their attitude and their activity will always be content. So the vision, attitude and activity of such souls will always be content. And not only will they be content themselves, but they will also inspire, others to be content. They will also make others content. Not only will they be content themselves, but they will also make others content. So, are all of you intoxicated of your contentment? Are all of you intoxicated of your contentment? Are all of you intoxicated with your contentment? Because the basis of contentment is to have all attainments. So, the basis of contentment is to have all attainments, and this discontentment comes from the lack of attainment. So, what do you experience? So what do you experience? Is anything lacking? Or have you attained everything? Is anything lacking or have you attained everything? Are you intoxicated of your attainments? Are you intoxicated of your attainments? Are you all the time or only sometimes intoxicated? In fact, you claim that you have attained what you wanted to attain. You say this, don't you? That you have attained whatever you have wanted to attain. So where there are all attainments, there is no mention of discontentment. So there are all attainments, there cannot be any discontentment. There is no mention of discontentment. So, Bab Dada, today Bab Dada is seeing the children from this land and abroad, from so many countries. All the children have gathered from so many countries. So, you have come from many countries, but who has come from the farthest land, farthest place? Have those from America traveled the farthest to come here? Those of you from America, have you come from the farthest land? However, if you say yes, but however, where has the father come from? America is in this world anyway. America is in this world anyway. But from where has Bap Dada come? He has come from Paramdham. He has come from Paramdham. And Father Brahma has come from the subtle region. So the Father has come from Paramdham, Shiva Baba has come from Paramdham, and Father Brahma has come from the subtle region. So who has come from the farthest place? Who is the farthest away? This is a beautiful scene of the love of the father and the children. This is the beautiful scene of the love of the father and the children. You said, "My Baba, Mera Baba," and the father said, "My child, Mera Bachcha." You said, "Mera Baba," and Baba said, "Mera Bachcha." You said, "My Baba," and father said, "My child." You received such a great inheritance simply by knowing each other. Simply by knowing the One, you receive such a great inheritance simply by knowing the One. People of the world are searching for peace and happiness, and wondering where they will find peace and happiness. The people of the world are searching for peace and happiness and wondering where they will find peace and happiness, whereas your life is full of happiness and peace. Whereas your life is full of happiness and peace. Now, Bap Dada says, he first asks, what does Bap Dada want from you? Baba asks, what does Bap Dada want from you now? So, Bap Dada wants every child. What does Bap Dada want? Bap Dada wants every child. Every child to be always a self-sovereign, to be always a self-sovereign, to be a master of the self, always, not just sometimes. That's what Bap Dada wants, that every child be a self-sovereign, master of the self, always. And not sometimes. Why this is necessary? Because the father has given. So, This is because the father has given the full blessing of self-sovereignty at the confluence age. It's not just a little and not just for some time, but for all time. So just think, are you a master of the self all the time? Are you a self-sovereign all the time? Bab Dada has told you. Bab Dada has told you that you are the masters of all your physical senses and also the masters of your mind, intellect and sanskars. You use the word mind for all these things, don't you? You do not say I for these things, but you say mine. Since the mind, intellect and sanskars are mine, mine, you see. So, as they are mine, I have a constant right to what is mine. I have a constant right to what is mine. In the same way, so as you say they are mine, in the same way, maintain full rights over your mind, intellect and sanskars. This is to be called a master of the self or self-sovereign. Whatever order you give, whatever order you give to them, they become instruments to carry out those orders. So they become instruments to carry out those orders to whatever order you give them. However, in order to accomplish this, you have to maintain the intoxication of being a master. You have to maintain the intoxication of being a master while walking and moving around. Faith and intoxication you must have of being a master while walking and moving around. Now it is time to serve souls through the mind. Now it is time to serve souls through the mind. They are crying out, O ancestors, they are crying out, O ancestors, give us a few rays of happiness and peace. Give us a few rays of happiness and peace. So, O ancestors, ancestors, you can hear the call of the unhappy ones, can you not? You can hear the call of the unhappy ones, can you not? Bab Dada has signaled to you that. Bab Dada has signaled to you that. That any calamity can occur suddenly. So Bab Dada has signaled to you that any calamity can occur suddenly. For this, put a full stop within a second. For this, within a second, put a full stop. You are practicing this now. So you are doing that practice now because at that time you will not get the time to make effort. You may try to apply a full stop, but you can put an exclamation mark instead if it's not a long time practice. You may try to put a full stop, but then you can turn into an exclamation mark instead if you don't have a long time practice. This is why you have been given time now to make this effort of applying a full stop, giving a full stop within a second. Then it will be the time to do something practically. You are practicing this from now. So you have to keep practicing this from now. You are practicing it and you have to practice this more and more. Bab Dada is seeing your result. You are paying attention to do it. However, you need to pay more attention and underline it. You need to pay more attention and underline it. Underline it that you have to pay more attention. Look how easy the effort is. The effort is not difficult. The effort is very easy. I am a dot. What is the effort? I am a dot and I have to put a full stop. It's as easy as that. I am a dot and I have to apply a dot. I simply have to pay attention. That's it. That's all. I simply have to pay attention. Bab Dada. Bab Dada. Bab Dada is specially giving children a gift. Bab Dada is specially giving children a gift. Children, now what gift Bab Dada is giving to the children? Children, I am always with you. This is a gift Bab Dada is giving to us. I am always with you. I am always with you. And everyone clapped. As soon as you say Baba, as soon as you say Baba, the Father will always be present in front of you. It has been said, the Lord is ever present. That's what they say, the Lord is ever present. It's not that He's omnipresent, but the Lord is ever present in front of the children. He's always present in front of the children whenever you say Baba. Therefore, to become victorious always, to become victorious always, where God is with you, it cannot be difficult to be victorious. As God is with you, it cannot be how can it be difficult to be victorious? Victory is your birthright. Victory is your birthright. Therefore, by just saying my Baba, by just saying my Baba, Mera Baba, just saying Mera Baba, my Baba, you definitely are victorious. You become victorious definitely by just saying Baba. Therefore, to be constantly victorious, it is extremely easy. So it is extremely easy for those who stay in remembrance. It is not at all difficult to become victorious. Where there is God, there is definite victory. Where there is God, there is definite victory. So today, Bab Dada,
so today,
Bab Dada is pleased to see all the children. Bab Dada is pleased to see all the children. You have come. You have come with so much love. You have come here with so much love. How did you reach here? How did you reach here? Physically, you have reached here by train or by plane. But through your heart, it is the love that has brought you here. So it's the love that has brought you here through your heart. So it's the love from the heart that has brought you here. It is your courage and then the Father's guaranteed help. So first you keep the courage, you have kept the courage and you receive the Father's guaranteed help. Now, Bab Dada wants that, Bab Dada wants that every child, Bab Dada wants that every child in every, at every step, Bab Dada wants that every child at every step to stay stable on the seat of self sovereignty. So now Bab Dada wants every child to stay stable on the seat of self sovereignty at every step. Baba, double foreigners have come. Many double foreigners had come at that time. So many RCOs, NCOs, all were present at that time. This is the Murli of the 3rd of March, 2nd of March 2011. So 10 years ago, 2nd of February, sorry, 2nd of February 2011, 2-2-11. So, Baba is telling them to raise their hand. They also stood up. Bab Dada likes it very much. Baba speaking to double foreigners. Bab Dada likes it very much that you come to Madhuban, that when you come to Madhuban, you meet the Father and you also meet one another. You meet the Father and you also exchange service news. It's such a big family here. Nowhere else can you see such a big family together. Nowhere else can you see such a big family together. You can only see such a big family in Madhuban. So when you see such a big family in Madhuban, what comes in your heart? What do you feel in your heart at that time? Wah Baba and wah my godly family. Wah Baba and wah my godly family. And how pleased Bab Dada is to see his children. And how pleased Bab Dada is to see his children. In fact, Bab Dada tours around everywhere at Amrit Vela. In fact, Bab Dada tours around everywhere at Amrit Vela. It's not a big thing for him to go everywhere, to tour everywhere. It's not a big thing to go everywhere. You continue to receive Bab Dada's love and remembrance every day. Look, even while sitting at home, you don't miss out on receiving Bab Dada's love and remembrance for even one day. If you are reading the Murli with discipline every day, not one day will you miss receiving Bab Dada's love and remembrance. You do receive Yaad Pyar from Bab Dada every day, don't you? Do you receive it or not? You receive love and remembrance from Bab Dada every day? All of you receive it, do you not? This is the sign of Bab Dada's love. This is the sign of Bab Dada's love. But if you miss a Murli, you miss his love and remembrance too. So Bab Dada's love is experience of the Murli, and if you miss the Murli, miss any Murli, you miss his love and remembrance too. You then don't just miss that Murli, you also miss out on Bab Dada's love and remembrance and his blessings. Well, you can catch up on the Murli, but the time that is fixed for receiving love and remembrance from Bab Dada, that was missed, was it not? That was missed, the time when everyone is receiving Bab Dada's love and remembrance from the Murli. But you are not present in the class at that time to receive this love and remembrance. So that it means you are missed. Though you may read it later on, Baba says. Bab Dada is pleased that you are enthusiastic about this. So Bab Dada is pleased that you are enthusiastic about this. Acha, all those who have come to this gathering, new as well as old ones, note down very, very, very well that you must not miss the Murli. Note down very, very, very well that you must not miss the Murli. Because Bab Dada comes from the supreme abode every day. Bab Dada comes from the supreme abode every day. He comes from so far away. He comes for the children. Just as the father never misses the Murli, in the same way, children also should not miss a Murli. Okay, you may sit down. Now, Baba is giving a suggestion that now, just as those who come to Madhuban, they are asked to fill in a form. But in that form, you should also get them to fill one in as to whether they listen to the Murli every day or how many days they have missed the Murli. We should write that also in the form. Do you agree that you will fill that also in the form? Those who agree with this, that they will write how many days, whether they missed any Murli, you raise your hands. Even those from Madhuban, who live in Madhuban, you also raise your hands that you never miss a Murli. You must not miss a Murli, any Murli, due to any reason. You must not miss any Murli due to any reason. Just as you never miss eating meals, do you? Just as you never miss eating meals, do you? This too is food, is it not? This is food for the soul, is it not? That is food for the body, and this is food for the soul. You all liked it, didn't you? You all liked it, didn't you? So many new ones have come. All the new ones who have come also have to follow this discipline. Just as there are other disciplines, this too is a discipline. A Brahmin means one who listens to the Murli, one who does service. Okay. Get each of the zones who have come to stand up individually. Let each zone stand up. Baba won't speak to each zone, but Baba will see them. So all from Tamil Nadu stand up. All from Tamil Nadu stand up. Wave to Baba and give your introduction to Baba that you are from Tamil Nadu. They have come from for service, is it not? They have come for service. So it is their turn of service. And they are saying, yes Baba, it's our turn of service. And Baba says, service means to eat the fruit. Service means to eat the fruit. Bab Dada is congratulating all those who have come. Bab Dada is congratulating all those who have come. Since all of you have love for the Yajna and you souls are cooperative with the Yajna. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. All of you here are sitting personally in front of Bab Dada. All of you here are sitting personally in front of Bab Dada, but Bab Dada is seeing a great number of children in other places in front of him. Those sitting at different places are even more numerous than, more in number than you are. Those sitting at different places are even more in number than you are. You are here personally. whereas they are merged in the heart while sitting far away. You are here personally, whereas they are merged in the heart while sitting far away. You are already merged in the heart, and this is why you have come here physically. Bab Dada saw even at a distance, they are listening with love and they are seeing everything very clearly. Bab Dada had said at the beginning that science would be useful to you. Look, it is with the instrument of science that you are able to experience being close while being far away. It will also help in destruction. Science will help in destruction. That is also essential, that science helps in destruction. And it has given you a golden chance to of being able to watch Bab Dada through science. Here in this Brahmin life, so scientists are also helping you. Do not consider them to be bad and think, oh, what are they doing? They are creating these weapons. So don't. They had to perform their task. So they are actually helping you, Baba sometimes says. They have to perform their task. Science is helping you. Science is helping you and will continue to help you in the future as well. See now how you hear classes on Zoom, you watch on Zoom. This is a miracle of science, is it not? So science is helping you and will continue to help you in the future as well. So Zoom is helping us a great deal. Bab Dada is pleased with all the children. Bab Dada is pleased with all the children. However, every night, give yourself love and remembrance and congratulations from Bab Dada. Every night, give to yourself love and remembrance and congratulations from Bab Dada. Every day, give yourself congratulations from Bab Dada. Bab Dada gives it and you have to give it to yourself also. So Bab Dada is giving you love and remembrance, so too you give that to yourself too. Bab Dada does not miss doing this, whether it is India or abroad. Just as he tours around at Amrit Vela, in the same way he also says good night to everyone at night. So Amrit Vela and at night he tours around. Therefore, congratulate yourself before going to sleep. Take congratulations from Baba and also congratulate yourself before going to sleep. Acha. Acha, okay. Together with love and remembrance, Bab Dada is also congratulating all the children who have come from everywhere. Bab Dada is also congratulating all the children who have come from everywhere. You are moving forward with zeal and enthusiasm and constantly continue to move forward in this way. Move forward with zeal and enthusiasm in this way. Never allow your zeal and enthusiasm to decrease for any reason. Never allow your zeal and enthusiasm to decrease for any reason, under any circumstances. Situations may arise, but your effort and the Father's love is your own. Situations may arise, but your effort and the Father's love is your own. Therefore, never let your intellect be busy with anything other than the Father. The Father and the Father's Murli and the service you have received from the Father, continue to do that. Continue to do that. Acha. What else should Bab Dada say? We will remain together anyway. Baba cannot say that he's taking leave. And Bab Dada cannot say that he's taking leave. We will stay together, we will return together, and we will come back together. We will stay together, we will return together, and we will come back together. Acha. Now we have to finish. And then, you know, Daddy Janki, she wasn't well, and I think so Daddy Janki came on the stage to meet Bab Dada. Daddy Janki wasn't well, but she came to meet Bab Dada, and Baba's telling her, you became well on time. This is the Father's help. Baba is telling to Hansa, you do good service. Bab Dada is congratulating you too. Where is the other one? Sister Praveena. Sister Praveena was also helping Daddy. So Baba is saying, Bab Dada is congratulating both of you because you made effort and made Daddy well on time, and so everyone benefited because Daddy came in the class to meet Bab Dada and everyone. No one was deprived in any way. So congratulations to those who look after Daddy. Somebody else also. Neelu. Oh, Baba speaking to Neelu Ben. To look after the chariot for so many years. To look after the chariot for so many years. To give a chance for service at the right time. Congratulations for that too, for Neelu Ben, that she looked after the chariot very well. Bab Dada saw that it was the wonder of the chariot too, you know, how Baba used to sit whole night with the children. So it was the wonder of the chariot too. Service has been taken from the chariot for 42 years. So this was in 2011. So 42 years of service taken from the chariot. Of course, it was Bab Dada who made it happen, but it is the greatness of the chariot that it remained present on service on time. That it remained present on service on time. Not a single time was missed. The chariot was always ready to serve. Because of having an easy nature, you know how to look after your chariot. Baba is telling this to Dadi Janki, that because of having an easy nature, you know how to look after your chariot. This one also has lots of enthusiasm for service, and this is why she puts herself right at the time of service. And Dadi Janki saying, Baba makes me well, and this is also Baba's cleverness. Baba's clever. He keeps me okay to serve. So Baba says, see, even Brahma Baba managed himself while being so old in body. Even Brahma Baba managed himself while being so old and is even now continuing in the subtle form. We shall continue to see the drama for as long as he continues. So, about this chariot, Baba saying, continue to watch Bab Dada's wonders, Kamal of Bab Dada, and continue also to hear the upheavals going on in the world. So Bab Dada's wonders, you continue to watch, and also the upheaval, Dhamal, going on in the world. So Kamal of Bab Dada and Dhamal in the world means upheavals in the world. But you don't have any worries. You are carefree emperors. You don't have any worries. You are carefree emperors. Whatever happens for you Brahmins, it will be good. Whatever happens for you Brahmins, it will be good. For you, this is the Amrit Vela of the Confluence Age. So Confluence Age is the Amrit Vela. And what comes after Amrit Vela? It is the day which comes after Amrit Vela. That day has to come. It will come. Golden Age will come. What will happen? You don't have even this thought in your mind. What will happen? You don't have this concern. The day has to come. Your kingdom has to come. It is predestined. So anything that is predestined can never change. Anything that is predestined cannot change. Acha Om Shanti. Well, a lot has been edited, no, because we have to finish in time. So Acha Om Shanti. This was the Murli of 2nd of February 2011. Ten years ago, everything was so different, wasn't it? How carefree Bab Dada is he not? You can experience this from Bab Dada's face. He's giving drishti to the whole gathering, and also giving respect to Dadi Janki by taking that morsel in the mouth.
Usne hame apnaya, usne hame. दुख कैसे बतलाए, वरदान लुटाने वाले सद ज्ञान सुनाने वाले। आंखें
भाग्य की स्मृतियों की स्मृतियां दिलाते हुए
मुर्मी
कभी भी करनी है मुबारक देकर के फिर ही बाबा की गोदी में विश्राम करें। अंडरलाइन
बाबा
ने हम सभी को कराया।
बाबा मेड दिस अंडरलाइन
संगम युग में संग सदा अव्यक्त बाप दादा
संगम युग में संग सदा अव्यक्त बाप दादा
आते रहेंगे मिलते रहेंगे साथ चलेंगे वादा
आते रहेंगे मिलते रहेंगे साथ चलेंगे वादा दिल का Thank you.
याद है बार बार आभार रहेगा ता
ओम शांति।
अब आदरणीय ब्रजमोहन भाई से अनुरोध करती हूँ।
रिक्वेस्ट ब्रजमोहन भाई जी।
सूक्ष्म प्रेरणाएं हम सभी के समक्ष रखेंगे।
टू शेयर योर सटल इंस्पिरेशंस विद अस। ओवर टू रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रजमोहन भाई।
सौगात नहीं ली है वे कृपया कल सुबह 8 से 8:30 कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में सौगात ले लेंगे। 8:30 के बाद फिर कृपया अपनी बुकिंग्स कैंसिल कराएं।
So we request all those who have booked your vehicle to Mount Abu and Gyan Sarovar to cancel your vehicles, please don't go to Mount and Gyan Sarovar. I hope that you will cooperate with this. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Aaj.
Today.
Pyare Bab Dada ne.
A loving Bab Dada.
Jaisa ki samay hai. उसके अनुसार ही बिल्कुल
अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम
बच्चों को रिफ्रेश भी किया।
बाप दादा रिफ्रेश्ड
और बहुत सहज
एंड
युक्तियां बताई
एंड गेव अस वेरी इजी
टिप्स कैसे हम
इजी टैग
बाप दादा को अपने साथ रखें।
हाउ वी हैव टू कीप बाप दादा विद अस कॉन्स्टेंटली and how we should remain with Bab Dada always. Our loving Bab Dada,
हमारे भाग्य की रेखाएं जो स्वयं भाग्य विधाता ने
has drawn our attention to our lines of fortune which is bestowed on us by the bestower of fortune himself. Baba said that on the forehead of every child, this fortune is shining, and on the face of each and every children, there is line of sweet words, and on the lips of every Brahmin child, there is a line of Baba's smile, and in their heart, there is the line of Baba's love. And in the hands, there are lines of their fortune, and on their feet, there is a multi-million fold fortune in every step. When children ask, Baba says, what does Baba want? Baba says that, I want all my children to be self-sovereign. Whatever the achievements are in the confluence age that you will get in the golden age as your inheritance. Bab Dada has also drawn our attention to the service of the mind that the unhappy souls in the world are yelling, they are crying They're crying out loud and calling for the ancestors. Oh dear ancestors, please give us little rays of hope and peace. Bab Dada has also said that your Brahmin children has attention towards service of the mind, but you'll have to pay much more attention to this and underline the service of the mind. The last scene, Baba mentioned about the family, which is very unique for us and which touches our hearts. Now that the Gulzar, few days back, has left her body, see, first Baba, Baba Janki did service for so many years, and Baba said that Brahman's duty is to listen to Baba's murli and second to do service. Dadi Janki said, because of service you are helping us. And Baba said, Baba did not say anything, and Baba said later that you are telling right, Baba is quite wise. Bab Dada, we have listened to many, many murlis, but today's murli, our dear Baba, has drawn our attention to the chariot of Bab Dada, that is Gulzar Dadi, and praised the chariot that is Gulzar Dadi, that today we understand how the chariot of Bab Dada, that is Gulzar Dadi, has helped us to come in contact with Baba. For us, Bab Dada has made it easy for us and said that, children, Baba is offering all your children once again that Baba is always with you, and those who has the company of Baba, that is God Himself, for them nothing is impossible. So always keep in your awareness and always experience this. Bab Dada has also mentioned about Amrit Vela, and also Baba drawn our attention towards the importance of Murli and said this much, that when you fill your form to come to Mandaban, you should add this line, how many Murlis you have attended and how many Murli classes you have missed. Bab Dada also said that you can read the Murli daytime too, but daily, in daily, Baba gives the remembrance to every single child, and Baba gives the blessing. Baba says that you will miss this if you miss the Murli. Baba said that Brahma Baba did not miss Murli even for a day, and said about the chariot, that is Gulzar, that Gulzar Dadi too did not miss even a single Murli. Bab Dada repeated again and again that not to miss the Murli. If you miss the Murli, you miss Baba's remembrance as well as blessing. Bab Dada also said that at night, before sleeping, remind yourself that God Himself is giving you remembrance, and you, so that you will be in the company of Baba even at night. Baba has given us so much relief that I remember that those days there used to be a song that in Hindi there is a song So Baba says that this confluence age is Amritvela for all you Brahmins. And what comes after Amritvela? Definitely there will be a day after Amritvela. So you are all carefully impressed. Whatever happens in the world, whatever upheaval there will be in the world, you children will have a wonderful life ahead. Baba said, whatever will happen will be good for all you Brahmins. Baba has given us so much relief and comfort. So you should pay your attention to this aspect that you should not miss any Murli and give so much importance to Murli and never miss Murli even for a day. So congratulations to all of you. Baba has given so much remembrance to all of you today. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
वैसे तो अनाउंस कर ही दिया है लेकिन फिर भी दोबारा याद करा देती हूँ.
So,
जो भी
it was announced earlier.
जाने की bookings.
So we are reminding once again that whoever can change their bookings to the earlier booking, we request you to
अभी हम सब तीन मिनट
प्री बुक
याद में बैठेंगे
प्री पोन योर बुकिंग्स ओके नाउ एवरीवन विल सिट इन रिमेम्बरेंस ओम शांति
किस्मत का क्या